Now, Sarah is here with us. Sarah DeLucia, good morning.
Good morning.
How you are you in friendship outside right now, or whereabouts are you?
I am in friendship outside at the intersection of Harriet, Roop, and South Fairmont Avenues by our parklet, Baum Grove. And we are painting the pavement.
Painting the pavement. And you're doing this, you're allowed to do it. You've been given complete permission by all of the powers that be, I know.
Yes, we have. We, Friendship Community Group in the city of Pittsburgh, won a grant from the Bloomberg Philanthropies. They have this amazing asphalt art initiative that the purpose is to create community space by reclaiming loads of pavement and making it beautiful.
And on our Facebook page, I put a link to your design, a PDF of, actually, I made a little picture of it so people could see it. And it's really pretty. There's all sorts of color, yet still function. It's absolutely gorgeous. What prompted you to get involved doing this?
Well, we have this very busy five-way intersection that is kind of confusing to know when you should cross if you're walking or where to stop if you're driving, and all sorts of ways to be confused and almost unsafe. And so we met with the community, and a process of community input, neighbors sharing how they feel the intersection could be more safe. And so we worked with the city. We have our community design, and the city matched it and re-engineered with new crosswalks. They put the stop signs in places that make sense.
Yeah.
And we have these big pedestrian plazas where we're right now, the first colors are going on.
Yeah, I'll bet one of them's this turquoisey color, maybe. It looks like there's a lot of turquoise. And there's some lavender and sort of, is that fuchsia? There's like, I'm looking, if you go to our Facebook page, you can look at it. This, you had the, I mean, the city's great, but there were a lot of hoops to jump through, I'm sure, right? To redesign where people cross. It's also a public art project.
Yes. We worked with the city of Pittsburgh, the Department of Mobility and Infrastructure, who we gave them our ideas, and they engineered it, and the city designed this, and so we have all the permits. Part of the Bloomberg grant is the city of Pittsburgh matched with in-kind work. So we did that. The community, we followed the community process, and neighbors could have input to the design, what we liked. We surveyed people. We met with them in person. And finally, in June, our artist presented the artwork to the city's art commission. We got the approval, and here we are.
I'm looking, too. This is a classic Pittsburgh intersection where five different roads, three. I mean, there's five different entry points. You know, two from Roop Avenue, there's Harriet Street coming in, and Fairmont Street. And what you're doing is not only going to be beautiful, it's probably going to promote, I'm sure it will promote safety and just people kind of really use of the streets for everybody, not just vehicles. So it's great to see what you're doing. Do you have one of the artists with you, I understand?
We have, yes, the artists are, we have two lead artists that were selected by a committee. We had a public process for proposals, and they, that's how we found our artists. They found us, and they're right now busy guiding our volunteers. I'll try to snag one.
Yeah, if you can.
If possible.
And if you're up and around that area, you know, make sure you take care. You can observe some of the painting that takes place. Do you expect to be done today?
No, we have a two-day event. So we're painting 12 hours on both Saturday and Sunday. We have many, many volunteers from the community, and we'll have an item for the children to work on, that's separate from our main mural. But our artists are local. We have Randy Stewart and Tim Engelhart are our artists, and I have Randy here with us. Randy, would you like to say hello?
Hey, Randy.
Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi, you're live on the radio on the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Larry. I'm looking at the design. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Is there a part that particularly speaks to you or that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. So we worked with the community to design it. We were basically tools, you know, for the project to sort of guide their vision in thought and thought in a direction of a design. So we landed on a design that incorporates a lot of the elements of architecture in the neighborhood, because it is an older neighborhood, and we see a lot of Victorian elements and just different period style homes. So we took some elements from the architecture, and then also included native plants in the design, and then chose a color scheme that was sort of based from an Art Nouveau time period. So collectively with the community and Tim Engelhart, who is the other artist, we landed on the design that you, I think, have in front of you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There's sunflowers. I think there's sunflowers. There's some pretty pink flowers and green. It's really a very, I can't imagine what it's going to look like on the asphalt. And it should last for a long time, too. You must have, do you coat it afterwards to help preserve it?
We sure do.
Yeah, I would imagine. So have you done anything like this before?
You know, Tim and I did another asphalt art project last year in the Beachview neighborhood. So this isn't our first, but this is our first involving the community. So that's what really made this project special to us, was more the process than anything. And we're out here today, Saturday and Sunday, all day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., working with volunteers that have shown up for the priming and now for the paint day, and everyone seems really excited.
Oh, gosh, there's priming. I didn't even think about that. There's all the aspects of a usual paint project. Can people still show up and sort of get engaged today?
Oh, absolutely. If you have hands, we'll put them to work.
Okay, so all you need to do is go to the Balm Grove intersection, which is where Roop and Fairmont and Harriet Street come together. I don't know if your fellow artist is there with you. I don't want to leave him out. You don't need to grab him, but we should acknowledge him also, Randy, just by name. It's Tim is his name?
Tim is his name, and, you know, he is right beside me. Do you mind if I hand the phone off to him real quick?
Not at all. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi,
Tim. This is like when Grandma used to call my brothers and me Saturday morning. We would just or Sunday morning, we'd pass the phone around to talk to everybody. Congratulations on this project.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's got. I just. What do you do to prime the asphalt? What do you paint it with before you put the colors on?
So we just we clean the surface off as best we can, and then we just use a contractor grade. Primer, mm-hmm. And you put a couple coats of that down, and then after that's done, the top coat, we use a pretty high quality Sherwin-Williams grade paint, and that's what we color with, and then we seal it all with a clear sealant to help protect it, and hopefully it will last for years to come.
I hope so. The areas you're painting, as I look at the drawing, are they raised or are they right at road level? It looks like they probably are. There aren't curbs around them. They're right at the same level of the road?
Correct, yeah. We're painting right on the texture of the asphalt. The city did place bollards around and the sections.
Oh, good.
To try to deter people from, you know, driving over them, obviously. And so that's the area we're painting. And you know, the intent of this, obviously, is to twofold, slow down traffic, but also create a piece of art and really a large space. Hopefully the community will enjoy.
What a great idea. I meant to ask this of Randy, too. You might be able to answer on her behalf. Are you both from the Pittsburgh area?
Yes, we both are.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that we're able to talk with you about this today. And I hope if you do more of these, we can also help to publicize them. And I hope people will stop by. If not, they can either watch paint dry, which can on a day like today could be fun, or they could come in and just pick up a brush and give you a hand.
Well, they're taking a risk coming to watch. We'll probably put them to work.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you, Tim. And our thanks to Randy and also Sarah. I don't know if she's still hanging by.
She is. Do you want to wrap up?
Wrap up a quick thank you to you, Sarah, for coordinating everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. And Sarah, are you there again?
This is Sarah.
Hey,
I am here.
Sarah, can you just give us the first and last names of the artists again? I want to be sure they get their due.
Randy Stewart, and it's Randy with an I.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Engelhart.
Wonderful.
And our artist.
Thank you so much. I hope things go well today. A painting until 8 p.m. tonight, right?
Yes.
And then tomorrow, what time do you start tomorrow morning?
8 a.m. tomorrow morning to 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
24 hours of painting.
Yes.
With a 12-hour rest in between. Thank you for being here, and best wishes for the project.
Thank you. And we can't thank the Bloomberg Philanthropies enough for making this happen, and the City of Pittsburgh for being our partner. And from the Friendship Community Group, we live up to our name. We're friends, and we'd love to see you here.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being with us, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Sarah DeLucia from the Asphalt Art Project in Friendship.